Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Are you there? Can you hear me
now? Can you
hear
me now?
I can hear you.
I feel like we just did a podcast.
We did. A whole new bunch of shows.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to watch, people.
Yeah, how's your week been?
It's been a very quick week, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you shouldn't wish your life away, though. But it's nice to have the mundane days go by fast.
Yeah. If every day was like a Saturday, would I be wishing the days away? I don't know.
I don't know.
How would you compare it to? What would you compare it to?
Well, I guess maybe that's what retired people do. They just sleep all day or play golf all day.
I wouldn't want to sleep all day.
I mean, I don't know. You still have to have a purpose, though.
Yeah.
Well,
those were great this week.
I agree. Mostly.
Minus the Beverly Hills. I think it's about to be done.
Well, they did have, for me, a highlight of the travel. I love when they travel.
True. They did get to go somewhere.
Yeah. And Camille's house. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Does she own that house?
Yes. All on her own, she said.
I just kept seeing the clip of her in the hot tub with that gross guy and being like, oh, you look so good. Ooh.
That was way back when.
Yeah, but I swear they replayed it like 3 times.
Yeah, that's when she first got her divorce. And like she would go to Hawaii to unwind and be free and blah, blah, blah.
Be a prostitute?
Yeah. And that house they owned together, she said, her and Kelsey Grammer, and just sold it 6 years ago and then bought this one 2 years ago. And now this one is all her own. So, thank you, Frasier.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for her. Well,
we could discuss her later.
No, let's just get it out of the way. It's the worst show. Let's just finish it off so we don't have to keep talking about it. I did like Mauricio being high.
He didn't look high, though. He didn't look like his eyes were all red and glossy.
No, but he was talking like he was high.
He's funny. And what's with the baseball cap with Teddy's husband? Is he just so basic? I mean, he's in Hawaii and they're dressed to the nines and he's sitting at dinner with a baseball cap on. And he has a lot of hair. It's not like he's bald.
Maybe it's receding.
Well, but still, I don't know. I just thought that was just kind of low class. I don't know. I mean,
well, I also wrote still boring.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the conversation about, you know, their love life. What do you love most about your husband? What do you love least about your husband?
It's yeah.
Like, they're out of stuff.
Lisa Rinna saying, oh, his blue chewing gum.
I love that. I was like, yes.
And then Lisa Vanderpump got her lie detector test, and she brought the questions to be asked by the detector.
No, she had her little assistant email them to the guy. Did you send the email questions? Like, she don't do that. She's so above it all. They're the ones who did the deed anyway. They're the ones that need to sit at the lie detector test.
Yeah, it's all of her minions.
Exactly.
Just like any good mafia leader man in power. They don't do the dirty work. They're the people that tell the people, the minions, to do the dirty work.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, I'll take a lie detector test. Did you do this? No, I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, but more importantly is that Heather McDonald had the Barbie summary on her Instagram of the show.
I loved it. That is genius.
And Lisa's all wrapped up in wires.
like bread ties or something. I don't know what
she's
wrapped up in. I loved
it. Yeah.
I loved, I really liked Camille's wedding dress. It was so beach appropriate. I thought it was beautiful.
Well, what is this, her third wedding?
No, when she came down the aisle, she said, my second wedding, woo!
Oh.
Did you see their daughter?
I don't remember.
Exactly like a female Frasier.
Ah, that's a shame.
It is frightening. And then Kyle came in her bridesmaid's dress and everything, which she went
with
on
the cap sleeve.
That is not a cap sleeve. It was off the shoulder. I mean, I don't get all the ranting and raving she did about this dress, but I mean, it was a bridesmaid's dress. But anyway, she came in and Camille was getting done up, and then the daughter is sitting there and she goes, oh, you're going to look so beautiful, Mason. The girl's name is Mason. And she made this face. She looked exactly like Frasier. Like, oh. I mean, not that Camille's prize beauty, but I mean,
well, she's prettier than Frasier.
To look like Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, but other than that, the clips with Denise Richards and
she's a zero.
The has been actor that's trying to
coattails. Yes. Who is that guy?
He was a semi-famous actor because he was so good looking back in the day, but he sure has been rode hard. I mean, and then the hair.
He said that he looked bad.
He does, because he was a very good-looking guy. He was kind of always the guy in shows that you always knew who he was, but you never knew his name. Like, he's that kind of famous guy. But, and Denise said, Aaron's not jealous of him at all. Charlie always was. And it's like, ugh. Quit. I mean, if I have to
talk about Charlie.
Charlie Sheen one more time. Take a drink. Whoop.
Yeah. She's so boring.
Cut to Denise in Connecticut from Camille's Hawaii house. Why?
Yeah. They could have had some lady off the side of the road be more entertaining than Denise Richards.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Cut to this Lantana.
I'm not married to Charlie Sheen, but I'm way more interesting than her.
No airtime for Erica Jane tonight. I mean,
no.
In this week's episode.
I hope she gets her own show.
Yeah, she's not on at all.
Or starts a YouTube channel or something. Well, let's move on because that show was a drag.
We're done with that.
Let's go into
you go.
What?
No, you go.
Let's talk about New York. Let's go in reverse order. Let's talk about New York.
Okay. I love New York. If we thought Luann's house was bad last week,
how about every bar?
How about
and
the whole
restaurant?
Town?
Well, I have a quote from the night.
It might be the same as mine. Go ahead.
I have Sonia saying, I sit there while you take a shit. I shouldn't be invited to all of your birthday parties.
That was a great one. Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Sonia's my favorite.
Yeah, Sonia is real. I like Dorinda too. I've always liked Dorinda, and I like Bethany. The annoying
Bethany
are Ramona and Luann.
Yeah. I wrote Bethany has a bodyguard.
I thought it was her driver.
Driver slash bodyguard is his title.
Oh. Well, all right.
And she said, my bodyguard's going to be picking us up and taking us to wherever they went.
Oh, well, she used to have that black guy chauffeur. He's missing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Heather McDonald. Yeah. But,
well, I also wrote that Upstate looks depressing.
Oh, God. The restaurant that they went in where Ramona used to go as a child.
And the wood on the wall.
Could it be more? I could smell what that place smells like. I bet it has the restaurant carpet on the floor.
Yes, gross.
And like 50-year-old chairs and booths. Yeah. I don't. Ugh.
Well, how about money can't buy you class? Money can't buy you class.
What in the world?
That lady looked like something from the Muppets. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Is it Miss Piggy? No.
No, it's the other one.
Yeah. It's Money can't buy you class. What was her name?
I don't know, but she was Luann's friend. They said that's what Luann's, that said it, Dorinda. Now I see why she moved here, so she can retire and be that lady.
I love it. And take her money place. Can't buy you class.
Money can't buy you class.
And it's like every time they showed them, like, drive up to a place and get out of the vehicle, there is absolutely not one person, car, yeah. Dog barking, nothing going on at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, it's like, oh, kill me.
I would rather live in the country by myself than a weird, creepy town like that.
Well, imagine what a big thing she is. What a big deal. I mean, that's her. She went somewhere where she could be a big deal.
Yeah, well, I really liked Ramona's family drama with all the flashbacks and the stories.
I did too, because like they all said, you know, Ramona always pulled that out as, you know, well, this is how I was raised, so that's why I behave this way. But for her to be honest about it and just tell the story was a very different thing.
Yeah, so, and her dad bequeathed nothing to Ramona.
I can't imagine that. I mean, no wonder she's such a bitch.
Yeah. Right. Money can't buy you class.
And Tinsley's face. She was like, oh.
Yeah. I did think it was funny that Tinsley said that they, once they left Luann's house, they were going to get hammered.
She said, I hate Upstate New York.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, and how about Barb? Oh, Barb got with lucky.
With that man?
Yeah, with the dreads or whatever his hair.
Yeah, what's with all these young guys in New York date old women or what?
It seems like. I mean.
Carol's boyfriend, Luann's boyfriend, Barb's boyfriend.
Yeah, the only one that dates old guys is
Dorinda. Sonya.
Oh, and Dorinda. Well, Dorinda doesn't date. She just has what's his around.
She just has John as her hang along.
Yeah.
She needs somebody to go to the movies with.
Yeah, or somebody to go to dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that better. I mean, you got a young guy. You have to worry about everything. Who's he looking at? Do I look wrinkled today? Do I look like I have bags under my eyes? Am I too fat? Yeah. That's just not
for real. Who's John gonna get?
Exactly. You're always gonna be better than John.
Yeah.
There's something to say for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what else happened? That's probably all.
That's all.
Did they get back to the city? I mean, they had a fight at the end because Dorinda wanted to leave and Ramona had a little fit about it, but
yeah.
You know, what else is new?
No. No. Well, let's move on to Southern Charm.
Southern Charm. That's good. Let's see.
I have a lot of notes.
I do too.
I wrote, what should be first? Craig looks hotter the older he gets.
Yeah, he is looking handsome. I think he's
very good looking if he didn't open his mouth.
You mean like conversation?
To speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Because his smile is pretty too.
Yeah. I have a quote of the night, and it is, he likes to dip, and dip is sexy. Disgusting. But he was really, I wrote, but hot though.
He really is hot, but she is so
calm. She's a boy.
She is, and she's one of those girls that, like, is a bro, and I just never could relate. Did you see she had on a pair of Guess jeans? Do you know, I mean, with the triangle on the pocket?
No.
I don't know if those are retro or not, which, I mean, if she would have farted.
That was some tight jeans.
Yeah, and she's so dang skinny.
I loved her house.
You did?
I love the way it was decorated with the wallpaper and the yellow and the everything. And the orange old-time fridge.
I hated it.
I loved it.
And how about the keg or the kegerator in the cooler right in the kitchen on a folding table? It's like, I mean, put that outside. She's so worried about her floors and stuff. And I mean, I don't blame her, but I did notice the fridge. I did. I respect the originality because it wasn't cookie cutter. Like Cam said, I have such an old lady house. Her house is just like a model home. So that's why.
Well, I also wrote, so awkward how they have to talk about where Cameron's husband's at and why he's not on the show.
She's always badmouthed him though.
She wants to be like
respectful at all.
Oh, he's busy. He just took the daughter to the grocery store, so I'm at home. I'm like, so you kicked him out so y'all could film or what?
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on the show. He's refused to be on the show.
I know, but I think it's awkward how they make it seem like, oh, he just left to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
We all know he's just not on the show.
Yeah, exactly. I have my first set of notes is Shep in the shower or getting out of the shower with just a towel on and how gross his little skinny, fat, 40-year-old alcoholic body is.
I didn't see it.
Why do they feel they need to film that? And so he comes out the shower, whatever girl he's with walks in and she goes, oh, and he goes, hey, I don't have any clothes on and I smell good. She goes, wow,
oh yeah, I did see that.
I appreciate the smell good or something like that. Like, And then Chelsea at her party said she had a towel to put down in whatever place Shep was going to sit.
Yeah.
It's like, how disgusting is that?
Yeah.
Does he not bathe?
Yeah. Ugh. I did think how Shep and Cameron talking about Patricia would get a grandkid from Whitney and Catherine.
Yeah.
Thought that was funny. And what? So how about Whitney and Catherine?
I have one question though. Why does she part her hair all the way over
so
by her left ear?
Over her head.
And then she keeps moving it like it needs to be.
Because it won't stay.
Trained or something. I mean, who does that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She really is.
Bald spot?
Maybe she is. She's pretty, but she makes herself ugly.
She does. She styles herself like a costume, like a Halloween.
Yeah, hot red hair, bright lipstick that's all smeared off, black eyeliner smeared off, the fake lashes.
That are not
all the jewelry.
Symmetrical. Yeah. And how about the clothes? Did you see what she wore to the barbecue keg party?
Yeah, with gold.
Yeah, like it looked like an old 65-year-old lady's prom dress or something. I don't know.
Well, just I think she bizarre. She, remember when she liked fashion last season or the season before that?
Yes.
She's like one of those thrifter kind of people.
But, I mean, she needs to get something better. There's got to be better thrift stuff than that.
I don't know.
I think, I mean, she has a style, I guess. And she's, again, just like the house, I admire the originality and the, you know. How about her new house?
Yeah, 4 stories.
6,600 a month.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Thomas got to pay. Thomas has those 2 kids. He's got to pay. And if he's in jail.
Who pays child support when he's in jail?
Oh, he's got family money. He's got trust funds and.
But who pays? Like a lawyer or?
Oh, well, yeah, he'll have his, his finance people, his accountant, somebody who's taking care of his finances will have to pay. We'll have to physically make sure she gets paid.
Well, that'll probably be better for her because he can't, he'll have to pay.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll have to pay. He won't be able to withhold just because
he's in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be an automatic type thing.
Yeah.
But
good for her.
Yeah. So I think she thought, well, I'm gonna get me a good house.
Yeah.
Screw
How
that.
About Cameron at the nail place with the girl, whoever?
Eliza.
It was edited so much that, like, Cameron hates her.
Yeah. And it's like, I've been knowing her since she's a child because her husband babysat her or gave her swimming lessons. What did she say?
Yeah, something like that.
And it's like, how are these people all connected like that? I mean, and then she, you know, so her, well, her history was very interesting. Her family is very high social status.
Yeah. What was it, like LimeWire or something?
Yeah, I was supposed to Google it and I forgot. LimeWeaver, LimeLighter.
Well,
I don't
know. I thought it was also interesting how Cameron, with her whole husband, excuses at every event why her husband can't come rather than just saying he doesn't want to be on the show that we're on.
Yeah.
She asked Naomi where her boyfriend is, and she's like, oh, he's on call, and tomorrow he'll be on call. So, and Cameron's like, yeah, that's what it's like. That's what it's like to have a husband that's on call. I'm like, why don't you just sit on the show?
Yeah, they're doctors. I know.
Well, they always, it's like they try and pretend like they're not on it.
Yeah, like they would be here.
Yeah. No, they're not on the show. That's why they're not here.
How about,
well, shall we move on?
No, I want to talk about Craig's assistant or whoever the heck that woman
mom?
Was.
Yeah, does he pay her?
I don't know. I mean, she just called him and started nagging him about, what are you doing? I guess that means you didn't do anything. Okay, well, I'll be there. Did you do this? Did you do that? And then the box of beef jerky. What the heck?
Oh, he got that sent to him from being an Instagram person.
I know, but it's like, that was just the most bizarre little segment right there. And it's like, I don't know. She wants a job? I don't know. I have a quote, and it was, to me, kind of a forced gathering between Shep and Danny at that little bar, restaurant, or whatever.
Yeah. And I like Danny.
I know, but it's like, I don't think she, like, goes and has lunch with Shep, except, like, for the show.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
He says, you want to split a burger? And she goes, sure. And he wants, the waitress says, tater tots or macaroni and cheese. And he says, tater tots. And she says, I wanted mac and cheese. And he says, I'm driving this bus, honey. And it's like, what? I don't know. That was just
That's your quote?
Yeah. Just, that was weird. So why does Shep hate Madison so much?
Because he's taken away his only single douche friend left.
Or does he want Madison? I don't think Shep wants
no
girl.
No. No. He wants his douchebag friend so they can go troll the streets together. And if he's with the girlfriend, Shep has to go by himself.
Well, I was watching Watch What Happens Live after the show with Catherine and Patricia. And Madison was in the audience. Evidently, Madison went with them. Well, Austin tweeted during the show to say that Madison cheated on him afterwards. I mean, like, he had some comment about her cheating, and then she and she just sat in the audience and she just shrugged her shoulders, and it's like, she's way too pretty for him with no job.
That's what they said. That's what they've been talking about this whole time on the show. That's why Shep was like, she is more at fault because she cheated after he cheated.
But
you didn't hear Patricia, that whole conversation?
Yeah, but Patricia cleared that up because they showed that little segment on Watch What Happened Live. And Patricia said, but I have one thing to add. She may have cheated afterwards as a vengeful thing, like a you know, get back at him kind of thing, revenge sex. But they were broken up at the time. When he cheated on her, she thought they were a committed couple.
Yeah, she's way prettier than him. He's just a kid, so.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. So she's got a little baggage. Maybe she can't be as highbrow as she wants to be.
Well, maybe this is her in. She is traveling with Patricia and Catherine. So.
True. Okay. She'll find somebody else. A producer,
good job,
maybe.
Madison.
Yeah, so let's move on to Summer House. Kyle's crying again. Or still. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I know. Let's see. I'm looking at my notes. I don't have a whole lot of notes.
Oh, I have a lot. I said, can't get the dick up, but he can put on a face mask. What's with all the face mask?
Can't get my dick up. I feel much better, he says. Now I can date Erica.
But he has on the face masks.
Who has on the face mask?
Him! Did you watch it?
Yeah, but I didn't see that. I know Paige did.
He was doing it too. Like all the face mask and the lotion and whatever.
Oh,
and that was.
Well, I must have missed that.
After he said. He said, I can't get my dick up. And then they show the editing perfect. They go to him in the bathroom and he's putting on the face mask.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work, man. And then he goes on this date with that cute girl, Erica. Yeah. And he said, you think I'm your soulmate?
Yeah. I said, this is the most awkward date ever. Poor She's Jordan.
Like, you're in the friend zone right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why but, I wrote. I have a quote from Danielle. No, it is. Oh, I think it's Jordan to Danielle. Stop cock blocking me. Because she was talking to the girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, I also wrote, that looks really pretty with the low bun and the black top.
Oh, she's pretty sometimes. She has pretty skin, you know, she's dark.
She looks pretty.
If she does herself right, she can be attractive. She's another one that needs to keep her mouth closed, though. She'll be better.
Yeah. I wrote Lindsay and Paymon. Paymon's gross and was hitting on Stassi on the FaceTime.
I know.
Asked her to take her clothes off.
Yeah. And then
there must have been something else.
Yeah, it seemed weird. And then Stassi's like, that is not okay. That is never okay. And it's like, Stassi, you put up with a lot of shit from a lot of guys.
Well, I have a feeling maybe they were. Yeah, maybe they were having a conversation like, we're getting ready. So I got to show you over here because Stassi's getting ready. And then he's like, oh, well, she has no clothes on. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it seemed like it was just awfully random that just.
Yeah, like, hi, why do you have your clothes on?
Yeah, that just seemed weird.
Yeah. But I did enjoy Stassi and Katie and them coming on the show. I thought it was kind of, it's like you always wanted your favorite TV shows. I think that happened on Disney Channel one time. Your favorite shows like went on the other show.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that the comparisons between Katie and Schwartz and Amanda and Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, little bitch.
No, Kyle's the one in charge in that relationship, and Katie's the one in charge in their relationship. Yeah. So it's different. And if Schwartz made out with some girl while he was drunk, she put her foot on his neck right away. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Amanda's just going to be a victim the whole as long as they're together.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a quote. Kyle said, "I can't fall asleep because I'm thinking about you." To Amanda in the same bed.
I did hear that. It's like.
Yeah. Okay. So dumb. That's going to make her. That's how you win over a cheating spouse.
She loved it. Yeah. Kyle's being so sweet. Yeah. Well, I just, how about the way Carl was behaving? First of all, I am so sick of the skin-tight white jeans. He looked, to me, it is so unattractive on him. Yeah. He's too big of a guy.
Yeah.
His legs are big. I don't know.
Yeah, but I agree.
He's
also a little.
He is, and he's acting like she cheated on him. I mean, really?
In my bed? She slept in my bed. And it was like, alone?
And because she needed to sleep? I mean, it's not like she was smelling your pillow.
Yeah, she said, "What am I supposed to sleep with Hannah and her Dave or whatever his name is?" But then she did.
Dumbest argument.
She did get into to Hannah and Dave's bed the next morning. And all I could think about is how gross all of their breath stink because Hannah and Dave already look like their breath stink in their day.
Even when they're clean in the daytime.
Yes.
They match. I love them as a couple, but. Yeah, it's just an awful lot of togetherness. I don't know.
Did you see Hannah's armpit sweat?
Yes. She looks like
so gross.
She just needs a bath, like a good scrubbing. I don't know. Her hair, everything. I mean, brush it.
I don't know.
I know. And him too, but they match. So that's good.
Yeah. They do match.
But yeah. Paige, you know, she hooked up with a guy that has a yacht, or his family has a yacht, even better.
Yeah.
And like, what? And it's like, dude, you went to a wedding with another girl.
Yeah.
I just can't. I mean, surely they understand the irony and all of that. I mean, you know,
and then Kyle says, nothing else to talk about.
She's been leading him on all summer. I thought she was going to come across the table. I wish she would have.
Yeah.
Was it last night? Was it in this week's episode that she said, at least I didn't cheat on? And you know, so coming
that's on the previews.
Cheated? Oh, that's on the previews. Okay, it's coming up. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so the previews are going to be good. Stassi and Katie and whoever are still there. I don't know how long they stayed. I wonder why they're the ones that got to go.
I don't know. I would think it would be like Sheena.
Poor Christian and she. It should have been Sheena, and she could have hooked up with Carl.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
They already hooked up on Watch What Happens Live.
What?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
What'd you say?
It was like a long pause. They already hooked up on after the show.
That.
Yeah, you don't watch What Happens Live enough.
Not regularly, no.
I watch it every night.
Well, yeah. They should have sent Sheena.
Her birthday was like a couple weeks ago, and he was at her birthday party on Instagram. I saw it.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Money can buy you class. Well, should we?
That was like theatrical makeup on a pig. No joke. I mean, that was hilarious.
And she wasn't even playing the piano. She was just like hitting the keys.
I know.
It was all like hunched bah, bah, bah,
bah. All hunched over. Like,
yeah. It wasn't like even a tune.
And then why would I? Oh, never mind. Okay, we got to stay on track. What's next?
Bachelor.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding.
I put the quote of the night. The quote of the night is, y'all's toes don't matter.
Huh? When'd she say that?
We are not on the same page tonight. Y'all's toes don't matter. That's the quote of the night. That was on all the previews. The guys, whenever they were all coming to confront him. And he was like, you're stepping on our toes. This is our date. And he goes, y'all's toes don't matter. Did you watch it?
Of course I did. I don't remember that.
You probably watched in fast forward. I watch every second of The Bachelor.
Well, I might have because Monday night I got a late start. So that's possible. So Cameron, but I did see him talking to the cameras. Yeah.
Let me explain it. So they went on a group date. Okay, so they went on a group date, and Cameron decided that he didn't get invited on the group date, so he got his panties in a wad. So he was like, she wants us to be bold, be bold, be bold. I don't know where he's getting this info from, I guess in the casting call. And so he, like, runs over and gets some flowers out of the garden and carries them to her and says, oh, I just wanted to come and see you and say hi. And so all the guys are pissed because he's taking up their date. And then he goes outside in the streets of wherever they're at, and he's talking to the producers, and he's like, you know, I just want to be bold. I just want to be bold and show Hannah what I want. I want to be bold. And all the guys keep coming up one at a time to him behind the camera or behind.
Yeah. They're going to ambush him.
Yeah. I love it. And then they're like, hey man, that's just not cool. That's just not cool. And he was like, one of them was like, you're stepping on our toes. And he goes, Cam goes, y'all's toes don't matter. Just a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, what I thought was, okay, so the producers say, well, the group date is, you know, on the other side of town. So go get you some flowers and we'll drive you over there. Let's load up the cameras. I mean, he didn't just like walk over and barge in.
No.
So
the producers probably said, we need a storyline. Who wants to be the person that goes to, oh, you? Okay, let's go. I don't even think it was his idea.
Always be Cam. ABC.
Yeah.
I say anybody but Cam. ABC.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. He's so gross.
He is. The shenanigans on the dates were pretty, they weren't so terrible because, I mean, I've seen more lame. I mean, the man beauty pageant with the drag queens. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, I love Miss J.
And yeah, when the guys came out in the Speedos, it was like, whoa.
Well, the drag queens were funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you listen to them talk at all?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, they were funny.
Well,
at that beauty show, Luke, whatever his last name is, P, whatever.
Yeah.
I wrote, I hope they are feeding him these lines because it is creepy.
He's pretty psychotic. I mean,
he doesn't blink.
And if he really believes this stuff, he's cray cray.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he said, I'm falling in love with you. I would have said, can we get him out?
Yeah. And Magic Mike said, dude, you crazy.
Yeah.
I'm scared
of Mike.
He said that.
Yeah, Big Mike. I like Big Mike. He's a man.
I do. Me too. I liked him the first day.
If you were at a bar and you needed to push through people to get a drink at the bar, he would do it.
Oh, yeah. You do this? Yeah. If you were standing with a flat tire, he would stop and help you.
Yeah. I know others who wouldn't.
Oh, definitely.
they shall not be named on the podcast.
Who's another favorite of the night, Jed?
I have a top three. Do you want the top three now or after? Do you want the top three now or after?
Let's wait a couple of more seconds.
Okay. Well, I love the guy on the one-on-one. Tyler, is that his name?
Yes. Very cute.
He looks like a prince on a Disney movie.
Or Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he does look like Tim Tebow.
He's a better looking Tim Tebow because he has better color.
I guess I had a different image in my mind of what Tim Tebow looks like.
He has darker hair, like dark. He's a dark complexion with blue eyes, so his coloring is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, but, and the whole, like, first of all, love the white denim outfit, said no one.
To go mudding, to go four-wheeling. Yeah. I mean.
And then they're cuddling, drinking wine after the four-wheeling with mud on them. I was like, I've never seen anything grosser.
Mud in their neck and their
hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the perfect date, but he asked all about her. I've never seen that before. It's like, what
on a show?
No, like between a man and a woman on a date. I mean,
wow.
What does he do?
I don't know. I still don't know him that well. Any of them.
None of them. But you know what Jed's all about.
Yeah, I like Jed. If I saw Jed on anything, I wouldn't think he was attractive. But
yeah, and he seems mature. He doesn't seem like a dumbass.
Yeah, like, and what's up with the rose ceremony party or the cocktail party and Hannah's taking off Luke's shirt? What? No longer virgin bachelor.
Well, and she told, yeah, he was doing a massage on her. And then she goes, okay, your turn. Take off your shirt. And it's like, what?
Yeah. That was very weird.
Yeah. She's a little hoe. She was trying to act like she was almost a virgin with Colton.
Yeah.
No.
She's like, it's my turn now.
Yeah. And then when she started the rose ceremony, she comes out crying. And it's like, okay, what?
I saw...
normal guy would say, oh, that's so attractive, she's a drama queen. I mean, I don't know.
I saw a tweet that said every guy loves a crazy girl, aka comes into the rose ceremony crying and then 5 seconds later is smiling. She's got every guy wrapped around her finger. I was say, like, yeah. So true.
And then my quote for that, she said, well, y'all, this is the real me, y'all. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. Like, she keeps acting like she's the only person to ever be, like, I'm like, it's 2019. Everybody's being original now. Don't I think you're the only person to be yourself?
Yeah.
We have plus size models now, okay?
And the thing I hate the most, the saying nowadays is speak your truth or my truth. It's like, there's not anybody's truth. It's just truth. Period.
Period.
Mike said, get a Kleenex. You need a Kleenex? I'm going to get you a Kleenex.
Yeah. Yeah.
not a tissue.
Yeah.
Grandma said, get a Kleenex. Okay, yeah. So I don't have any more notes. You have anything else?
No, I have my top three and I have her top three.
Okay, I have something after that. So what's your top three?
My top three for myself that I like the best.
Oh, okay. Bachelorette Lindsay?
Yeah. Y'all? I like Tyler.
The one she went on the date with? Because there's more than one Tyler. Tyler's the one construction on the guy.
No, he's not.
That other Tyler is the construction guy that she sat down with. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're jumping ahead of me.
Okay.
So I'm giving you my top three. My top three go. Tyler, that is his name, the one she went on the date with.
Okay.
Jed, the country singer, and Mike. Those are my top three for myself.
Okay.
The top three that she likes that I think are going to make far are Jed, Luke, and then the white pants Tyler as well.
Who's the white pants Tyler?
The one that was talking about the football coming out the tunnel at the rose ceremony.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
He's disgusting looking, but she likes him.
Dance. He's the one that did the dance.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one.
He majored in dance.
Yeah, he's the one with the mullet that's pretending not to be a mullet.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're exactly right. I think the pilot's in there somewhere too. Is his name Peter? Peter the pilot.
I have never seen somebody on this show that I think is. I take that back. I think he's the second ugliest person I've ever seen on this show. Number one being Francine Ben. But number two being the pilot.
If Peter turns out to be the bachelor, then he'll be number one.
Yeah. I think he looks like. Yeah. If she wants somebody who's bold, he looks like the definition of dweeb.
Oh, yeah.
Like. He couldn't hail you a cab, much less protect you in a robbery or something.
But he's a pilot. How does that happen? You got to be pretty ballsy to be a pilot.
No, you don't. Not any of the pilots I know.
How many do you know?
I can think of five off the top of my head right now.
Wow. You're worldly. Well,
I mean, I work in a gym with a lot of people that are pilots.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
Anyways, continue with the Bachelorette. We got off on a pilot tangent there.
Well, because of Peter the pilot. I do like Garrett the golfer. Isn't that cute how that all works out?
Yeah.
Garrett the golfer, but he was pretty – I like that he wasn't goofy or anything when he came out of the limo, but then he's like – almost disappeared this second show.
Yeah, you can't be that boring.
No, you gotta do something. Show me something. I mean, even the little Asian guy, he couldn't rollerblade. He stayed on the ground and got a rose or something. I don't know what he did, but
yeah. So are you listing your top three, or you had one more thing to say?
No, because I'm pretty in agreement with you. I like Do you notice your little white tuxedo guy was still there?
Yeah, I'm not interested in him anymore.
He's got nothing to say either. Are they just
not letting? No, but I've moved to Tyler. Tyler's the one I like.
Okay. I think you're right on your predictions about her. She likes Luke. She's just a dummy.
He's going to make it probably to the top five or six, or whenever Demi made it, five or six.
Yeah, because I think he's already going to crazy town. When he figures out.
They let the controversial person go about halfway, and then they get the last five, like, actual maybe contenders left. So.
Yeah, so Luke will go a long way. I think Jed will go a long way. And I think both the Tylers.
Yeah, she's picking the white pants Tyler.
Yeah, and I think the pilot makes it, too. I really do.
Well, that would make sense because she's such a goober, dork, dweeb nerd that she would pick a.
Yeah. And I think he's from the South, too. So.
Well, so what was your one more thing to say? You're killing me.
Cannot wait for Cam to meet Demi at Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise. Can't wait.
So that she can literally rip his head off?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I can't wait for those two to be on Paradise.
He is not her type. I hope you're not saying for that.
Hey, you never know.
No.
Who's her type? Who's her type?
Mike.
No.
Big old man that she can climb up her little, small little self.
I could see her doing that with Luke first, then Mike.
No.
Because Luke's going to be on Paradise if he doesn't go all the way.
You don't know a lot of girls like Demi, evidently.
Thank God.
But I cannot Paradise. You're right. Yeah. For whoever's there. It doesn't matter.
That's, I'm thinking of Paradise every night when I'm watching The Bachelor, like, who's going to be good? Who's going?
I pray Cam does not go to Paradise. He's disgusting. He's not cute. He's not funny. He's nothing. He's gross. He's just gross.
I guarantee you he's going to Paradise.
I guarantee he has pepperoni nipples. He's so fair and white and veiny and blue.
And probably like three little chest hairs that are black, black, black right now.
So disgusting. He's gross.
So that was my last thing, was my
option. Yeah, I hope that Mike goes to Bachelor in Paradise because I like him. Because I don't think Hannah's picking him. He's too much for her.
Yeah. Who would Mike be with, though? He'd be with Kaylin or?
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Hannah, the other Hannah? What was her initial?
No. She's too docile for him.
She would be with Garrett. Kaylin. Garrett the golfer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I don't know, but I thought it was a great. Looking forward to next weekend, and I do have some exciting news, everybody.
What?
Below Deck comes on Monday.
Yes.
With Captain Sandy.
Our favorite bosun is not there.
Who? Conrad. I know.
Sandy,
but it looks like there's
rid of him.
It looks like there's a lot of good ones still. Like, well, new ones.
What was the other guy's name? I couldn't pronounce it.
Like Borok or Joe Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the new bosun.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
He's the one that played the two girls against each other the whole season. The one.
Yeah.
The little brunette with freckles and.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah. And then
what's his name?
It's like. J-Rod or Girard?
Yeah, Girard.
I don't know.
Yeah. It had like a K, but it didn't say the K at the end.
Yeah, yeah. But the guy.
Joao.
Do it again.
Joao.
What was the guy from Brooklyn that his little parents came to meet him and they were so sweet?
Oh, like Connor or something?
Yeah, I hope he gets lucky this time.
Maybe. They brought and him guess back, what? So he must have something.
Yeah, guess what else? What? The chef is not back.
Oh, I don't like him. He's a little bitch too.
Well, he's moved on. It's a woman. It's a girl.
A woman chef?
Yes. Who ever heard of such a thing?
That's going to be drama with Hannah.
Oh, you're dang right, because Hannah is not going to be second queen bee. No. She's the queen. Yeah. I can't wait. Is it Monday?
Yep.
Dang, same night as The Bachelor.
I know.
Same night as Summer House. What the heck?
Well, Vanderpump's over, so they needed in another show.
Yeah, well, did you watch the third install of the
ring? No. No, and we do not have time on this podcast to even discuss it.
Oh, yes, boss. I wrote some notes, but no,
we've already been on here for 53 minutes.
Yeah, I don't have anything, except I do have one quote, and it's what I've been saying all along, and you can say, you're right. They are treating Lala like she can do no wrong. I think it's because she's with Rand.
Who said that?
Sheena. Oh. Her friend.
Wow, Sheena's so wise. Sheena better watch her back.
She ain't getting no PJ time.
No, yeah. It's not about the pasta, Lala.
Anyway. So, well, yeah.
Great. We'll be back for more next week, ladies and gentlemen.
We sure will. Memorial weekend.
Does that mean there won't be shows?
We don't usually watch them on the weekend.
On Monday?
Oh, I'm sure The Bachelor's going to be on. Okay. And if not, Bravo's always on. So, okay, Bachelor, The Bachelor's on ABC. But yeah.
Yeah, I got scared.
Don't be scared. So, okay.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Check us out on Instagram. My name is Lindsay R. Traha.
And I'm Traha Home.
And we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.